Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and so glad you could join me. I've just been so grateful, and my heart is full of delight and joy at the possibility of once again being able to just read the Word of God. We've been working our way in the last week and a half through readings from the Acts of the Apostles, the birth of the church, and there's so much gold to be mined there. There's life-changing truth, clarifying wisdom and understanding, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and I hope you've had a chance to join me over the last week and a half. And if you haven't, I encourage you just to go to our website at renewalministries.net. These programs are archived. You can listen to them at your leisure. And as I always mention, download the Renewal Ministries app. It's the easiest way to access all of our material. And you can, any time of night or day, you can listen to the programming, and as well as the Ave Maria app. There's so many wonderful programs here at Ave Maria Radio that also, I think, will really build you up and encourage you. And so we just finished yesterday chapter 3 of the Acts of the Apostles. And the chronology over the last week and a half has been beginning with the Acts of the Apostles, the ascension of our Lord. And before he ascends, he tells the apostles to wait in the upper room. He said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Jesus made clear. He said that John, he said to them, "John baptized with water, but I am the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit." So the last thing Jesus said and made clear to the apostles before he ascended to the right hand of the Father, that he was going to now fulfill it's really like the culmination of all that he had done to accomplish, you know, in dealing with sin and death, first becoming a human being in the incarnation and dealing with the powers of sin and death and destroying them on the cross through the shedding of his blood and his rising from the dead, making it possible for us, and ascending to the right hand of the Father to make it possible for us to receive the promise. That's the promise is what? It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, the one who's filled with the Spirit, and he became one of us and took on human flesh, and he came to deal with everything that made it impossible for us to share in that life of the Holy Spirit. He put sin to death. He destroyed its hold on our lives. He washed us clean through his blood so that we could receive, we could be born again, we could become children of God, we could be made alive, animated by the Spirit of God himself. This is the essence of Christianity. Christianity is a new life in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, but before the apostles go and proclaim this, they needed to wait because he was going to send the Holy Spirit and the power of the Spirit would be upon them. And then we read from the story of the upper room on the day of Pentecost and tongues of fire and the winds and the signs and the wonders that were happening both in nature and in themselves, and they went out and they proclaimed, and Peter began the first proclamation as he stood up and said what we're experiencing. And who is he preaching to? Jewish people who were gathered for the Jewish feast of Pentecost. And he said they noticed what was going on with them. The crowds were amazed, and Peter said, what you're seeing is the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Joel. This is the last hour of history. God's Holy Spirit is being poured out on all flesh. That's what's happening. The power of God and his kingdom has come upon us. And then Peter begins to declare who is Jesus Christ. The culmination of that preaching, he said, friends, Jesus Christ is Lord. He'd gone through the fact that Jesus died, that he rose again, that he was anticipated by the prophets. And he said, this Jesus whom you crucified is alive again. And God has made him Lord in Christ, this Jesus, this historical man. Is the Lord, is the anointed, the long-awaited Messiah of us, of the people of Israel. And they were moved. Why? I mean, the people who he was moved to proclaim it, he was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The miracle of tongues was happening. People of different language groups were hearing the one man, Peter, preaching, and they were all hearing him in their own language. It's the reversal of Babel. Babel, where men tried to build a tower to God, and we're going to be as great as God and do what he can, and God scrambled it, and people started speaking different languages. They couldn't communicate with each other, and they were dispersed across the earth. God is gathering now. Pentecost is really God's action to be able for everyone to hear God's one true voice and God's plan for salvation. So Peter proclaimed that. Again, who's he proclaiming to? All Jewish people who gathered. There are probably some Gentiles mixed in there, but it was primarily Jewish people gathered for the Jewish feast. And then he called them to repentance, to baptism for the forgiveness of their sins, and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We talked about that as being the essentials, the foundation of the faith. And then the story this week has been the story of Peter healing the crippled man at the Gate Beautiful, who'd been there for years, day after day. And Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ, what I have, I give you, stand and walk. And he's healed, and a crowd comes together, and they come together, and they're just full of wonder as this man is walking and leaping and praising God. And they start gathering around Peter because he was clinging to Peter. And they knew that somehow he was raised through something Peter did. So they all wanted to know who was the powerful celebrity, what's going on here in the temple. And Peter said, it's not me. It's not us. It's the name and faith in the name that we proclaim that this man is standing before you here. And they're like, what? What do you mean? Then he goes on to tell them and to teach these Jewish people who Jesus is. He said, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, all testified and honored God's servant and son, Jesus, who've come and you crucified him, calling him a criminal. But God raised him up. The one you killed is the holy and righteous one of God. He wasn't a criminal. He's the author of life. But God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses to the fact that he's been raised from the dead. We've seen him. We've touched him. He's alive. And not only is he alive, he is the very Son of God, the very Messiah. And you may have missed it, but the apostles said, you know, as Peter is saying to them, our prophets from Samuel and Moses said, there was going to be, Isaiah, a suffering servant. The Messiah was going to suffer. We often don't think about this. We thought he was going to come and just, the Messiah, and just wipe out the Romans and establish his kingdom. Well, no, he had to suffer, and he came to take away sin. The real criminal is Satan and the enslavement to sin. And then Peter said, so now this is what happened. This is who he is. And the reason this man rose was because of the power of the name of Jesus. And this moment is an offer to you for salvation. Repent. Come to have your sins forgiven. And then again, he went through completing the story of Moses proclaimed that moment. He said, and if Moses said, one's coming and he's going to offer this, and if you don't listen to it, you're going to be cut off from the people of Israel. And that's how strong Peter's words were to them. And then he concluded, and he said, this is for so that all of us, that is Jews, and it's going to go to the Gentile world, the whole world, it's so that our sin and wickedness can be taken away, can be forgiven, and we can be born again and become children of God in the sense of born again by water and the Spirit. So now chapter 4 begins. And now the leaders of the council, the same people who kind of used their authority in collaboration with the Romans to crucify Jesus, they're still there. And so they're hearing about all this commotion. It's going on. And here's what it says. Luke writes, and as they were speaking to the people, that is Peter and John, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came up to them. So the authorities are showing up, right? It says they were annoyed because Peter and John were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Again, a critical, critical piece of what is the proclamation and the message of God's people, of the church. This is what the church is called to do. And Peter did it in a place where, obviously, the leaders, the cops who were there, right, the captain of the temple, the priests, and the Sadducees, all the big leaders are there. The same ones who arrested Jesus, probably, they come in, they don't like the fact that a crowd's gathered and there's all this commotion in the temple, and these guys who have no authority are teaching. And they're really annoyed that what they're saying is this Jesus who was crucified has now risen from the dead. That's Christianity. Christianity, as St. Augustine said, is the resurrection from the dead. It's the new creation. This totally vindicates all that Jesus taught, but it's begun something. God's plan to save the whole world and unite us to the resurrection and life of Jesus. And it goes on to say, and they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. So 5,000 people had come to believe. Who are these men? These are Jewish people. These are Jewish men, first of all, John and Peter, in the Jewish temple in Israel, in the holy city, in the holy temple of the people of Israel. And the religious leaders who are coming up, they're Jewish. And it says that 5,000 came to believe. Now, why am I underlining that and I keep putting it that way? Well, because just a few weeks ago in Rome, Archbishop Bruno Forte, a scholar, accomplished, he's at a meeting at the Angelicum on interreligious dialogue. And the focus that night was on the issue of anti-Semitism, which the church is in total agreement that anti-Semitism is a sin and ought to be rejected. And the church is always concerned about that, of anti-Semitism against Jews, as the church is concerned about racism against different races, racism, minorities and things, just any kind of genuine injustice. But the focus that night was on anti-Semitism. And here's what he said. Christians should no longer hold and preach that Jews must accept faith in Christ as normative for salvation, and they must end any active mission to the Jews. What's wrong with this picture? First of all, I don't think he can say that. I mean, we're reading the Acts of the Apostles and the whole message of Jesus. Who's it for first and foremost? The Jewish people. It's the Jewish Messiah. It's the Jewish message of salvation. It's the light of Israel. It's the Son of God. It's their favored son. It's the time of fulfillment for the whole. And I understand that most Jewish people in the world don't believe that. Okay? That's why the church needs to remain open to the possibility of moments to be able to share that reality with Jewish people, just like Peter did here. And to say that the church should stop and should not preach and should not think that Jewish people need salvation, that Jesus is being offered, that just is not true. Because there's people and there's voices and some scholars in the church want to say, everybody has their own path, including the Jewish people, especially the Jewish people. They're the people of the covenant. They have their own saving path. They just need to stay on the path they're on. It's not our path, their path, and they'll be saved. So don't worry about that. And if you try to introduce Jesus to them, it's anti-Semitism. Well, look, my wife is a Jewish believer in Jesus. She's Catholic. She's a Hebrew Catholic like other Hebrew Catholics I've known. And they all feel the same way. That's the worst kind of anti-Semitism is to deny the Jewish people knowledge of their Messiah. I mean, there's nothing greater than coming to know Jesus Christ, Jew or Gentile. It's the greatest gift possible. And it's the fulfillment of their identity and destiny. Now, church hasn't always done this. Now, the church has behaved badly. Some people in the church have behaved badly at different times in history in relating to the Jewish people, tried to force this on them, and all kinds of terrible things have happened. Pogroms, you name it. So the church ought to have a kind of sensitivity to it to make sure abuses never happen. Totally agree with that. But the church must, in obedience to Jesus Christ, share the gospel with the whole world, including Jewish people. And going forth, as St. John Paul II said, proposing the faith, not imposing it. We propose to human freedom. So if you have friends, neighbors, colleagues, and you end up having some faith conversations at different times, you should feel free in the context of the relationship and others to share your faith in Jesus and to say they too can come to know Jesus in that way. You shouldn't let this one bishop who says you shouldn't do that. You should not communicate to Jewish people that way. So, friends, we're going to talk about more of this next week. I just wanted to clarify that. We'll take up more of Peter's preaching. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.